period, could we have allowed it to be passed on to the consumers for 2 months and they levy it again? It would have been real taxation in the middle of the year. But that is not so in this particular case. More so because, as I have said earlier in my speech, this is an ad hoc reduction. The condition of the agreement is that if after examination by the cost accountants, it is found that what we have taken is not justified by cost, we will have to give them a rebate. If we find at the end that their costs are still less, we will be entitled to a greater reduction. It would not have caused any harm, but if we had to return anything, then it would have been very difficult to return it if it had been passed on to consumers, because in that case we would have to give a rebate. The rebate would have been given by getting something more from future consumers, and the present consumers would have got all the advantages, and I do not think that it would have been a fair proposition. It is therefore that after a great deal of deliberation, we decided to do this. The question was asked as to why we took so much time from the 20th of May to 30th of June to promulgate that ordinance. That shows that we did not do lightly, and we gave great thought to it. We examined all the sides of the question before we came to that conclusion. We do not want at any time to take resort to ordinance to levy taxes or for any such purpose. An ordinance is deliberately provided for in the Constitution, and nobody objects to it. No government would be possible if there were not such a provision. It is therefore there for use. Whether the use is justified or not is the main question. Was there an emergency or not emergency of the type supposed when this article was introduced in the Constitution?